Welcome to another edition of Taking 5 with GDE, where we take 5 minutes to focus on one question that helps sellers sell the suite of products we know as Guardium Data Encryption. This enablement podcast is designed to educate, enlighten, and enthuse sellers about the huge potential of GDE and empower them with knowledge and insight to help them better identify opportunities, capture bigger deals, and close those deals faster. Welcome again to another use case episode of Taking Up 5 with GDE. And today we're visiting again with Taylor Schwartz. How are you, Taylor?
I'm great. How are you, Rick?
Good, good, good. And remind our audience about what your position is, what you do on a daily basis there at Big Blue.
Yep, absolutely. I am a technical sales specialist out of the Midwest, and I cover our Guardium portfolio, including Guardium Data Encryption.
Fantastic. As I mentioned earlier, we're talking about use cases in this series, and you and I have talked about use cases a little bit in the past. Tell me about another one that comes to mind that you've helped address with Guardium Data Encryption.
Sure. Yeah, there's one more client that comes to mind that I'm working with now, and this is more of a ransomware use case. So unfortunately, they did have an incident earlier this year where they were hit with ransomware. There was some data that was exposed through an unusual port, and the attacker was able to compromise a local user and then move laterally until they got to an elevated account. And then from there, they were able to get into the vault that really had all of their sensitive client data. So obviously, there's a few gaps that they identified there, one of which was protecting that sensitive data in their vault. So that's where they came to us and wanted to learn more about solutions that we could help them with there. And so with that, we brought them Guardium Data Encryption. And so we told them, you know, of course, they can encrypt those files, but they can also lock down that access to those sensitive files. So they can lock that down to just a few accounts or maybe a few trusted applications. And so they're really, really limiting the attack surface there. And the availability for someone to get in and access those files. So after we talked through that, they really, really liked GDE because, and I've talked about this earlier, but it hits that sweet spot about great protection while also being lower on the complexity and cost scale. So again, that sweet spot we like to tell our clients about. Mm-hmm. And another key point with them was that they were really trying to consolidate vendors. And so they did have sort of a mixed environment where they had mostly Windows, but some Linux, some SQL servers, different types of data out there. And that's where we had a leg up because we can cover them across all of those platforms and all of those data types.
Very good. I know there are a number of companies and products out there that claim to help with ransomware. What was it about GDE that was more appealing to the customer when it came to protecting themselves against future ransomware attacks?
Right. So since ransomware was their main use case, I was showing them our mini ransomware demo where we go in with Microsoft Word and we give Microsoft Word full access to our files. But then we have a Trojan horse that it's pretending to be Microsoft Word, but under the covers, it's really some sort of malware. And so when the malware that's pretending to be Microsoft Word tries to access the files, it's denied. So that really hit home with them because we can upload a trusted application and what that signature set looks like. So if there's another application that, you know, someone thinks they're downloading Microsoft Word from the internet, but it's really not, then they can rest assured that that will not in turn be able to get access to their files just because they think it's a trusted application. So that was a huge selling point for them.
Very good. And can you describe a little bit about the sort of the theater size, how many servers were in play here?
Yeah, so this is a land and expand. So they have about 10 servers to start with, mm-hmm. File servers, FTP servers, and then down the road, they want to expand this to their SQL servers as well. So onto their structured data.
Very good. And based on your experience, do you think they'll start expanding sooner rather than later?
I think they will. They're seeming to move pretty fast. Again, unfortunately, they did have that ransomware incident, but sometimes that's what it takes to kind of scare someone into action. So they're wanting to get this in place pretty quickly and get moving.
Aside from the ransomware pain, were there other drivers that were pressuring the customer to get their data under control?
Yep, they also have a few compliance use cases as well. They're on the marketing side of things, but they do deal with sensitive PII and different data there. So they did mention that this would also help them with a lot of their different compliance mandates and standards that they're working towards.
Okay. Like, and you mentioned PII, that would be like GDPR and those sort of regulations. Yeah. And I know each of the states are introducing their own as well. So.
Mm-hmm. It's starting. We'll see where all it goes. But yes, it's definitely a lot more coming down the road.
Fantastic. And so kind of playing it back, this all started when you heard or were contacted by them because of a ransomware attack, right?
Yes.
Now, as we look down the road a bit, does the ransomware story resonate with customers? Do you think if you take stories like this to future customers and say, here are the scenarios, here's the use case, here's the situation, do you think that resonates with the unsecured customers out there?
Oh my goodness, yes. So I have had a good many other clients who've reached out after they had some sort of security incident that, again, scared them into action. But I do also think this is a great story that we can take to other clients and bring these experiences there and help them learn from it and hopefully help protect against the next time they get attacked from ransomware.
Well, Taylor, thanks very much for spending some time today with us. As we bring this episode to a close, do you have any last minute thoughts or comments?
No, just thank you for having me and excited to get back out there and talk to some more clients about GDE.
Fantastic. Thanks again and have a great week.
All right. You too, Rick.
We hope you have enjoyed this episode of Taking Five with GDE, a podcast dedicated to helping sellers help their customers discover, protect, and control their sensitive data, apps, and services. If you have topics or specific questions you would like discussed on the program, please email them to me, Rick Robinson, at rick.robinson@talusgroup.com. Thank you for taking five with GDE.